Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul. As long as we are rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, James is going to have a place. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. 17 till, having a great visit with our good friend Skipper Miller, Skip the Skipmeister. Skip is the author of Ultimate Sales Toolkit. That's one of his many books. We're talking about selling. We're talking about helping you get your year made and seeing where you are. Where are you right now as far as your year is concerned? Do you need to turn the heat up a little bit? You need to increase the activity? You need to get more sales? How are you doing? And Skip's got some ideas for us. Skip, what do you got?
Okay, number one, it's the perfect time to prospect, August, September, but sit in the customer chair. What's your customer thinking? One of the things is, how can I make fourth quarter? And what are the obstacles, issues, challenges? You know, Jim, why is it that salespeople, when they call on somebody, say, hey, we can help you increase, we can help you maximize, we can help you improve, right, which we call towards pleasure words, right?
Mm-hmm.
When what I'm trying to do is, and a good salesperson's mantra should be CSP, customers solve problems.
Right.
But you can't use the word problems, but you should probably go in there and say, what are the challenge, issues, your concerns, obstacles, potholes? Because quite frankly, that's what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about improving anything. I'm not trying to improve anything. I'm trying to get rid of, avoid, stop, mm-hmm, lessen. So the second thing, if you're going to go prospect, write emails, phone calls, knock on doors. Don't go say, hey, Mr. Smith, as you look at the fourth quarter, how can I help you? How can I improve? I know that's what you want to do, but from a customer chair perspective, I'm trying to get rid of the things, stop, avoid, lessen, you know, go around potholes to make my fourth quarter. So make sure in your language that you go prospect, use more away or away from pain language than towards pleasure language, because that's what I'm trying to do. And we see that over and over and over again, Jim. Salespeople want to help. They want to help people improve. They want to help maximize. Isn't that really great fairy dust stuff? But that's not as a customer I'm trying to do.
Well, the main thing you want, whether you say, you know, whatever words you use, whatever language you use, you know, I've always had a great success by saying, what can I do to help you? But now these are people I had a relationship with, and they knew I was a problem solver, and they would say, well, you know, and that would get them to open up to me, because it doesn't matter what you do, what kind of a blade you use to open up the oyster with, or the clam, or whatever. It doesn't matter what you use. The goal is to get the customer to tell you what's on their mind, because until they do that, you're just driving blind in a fog with no lights on at night down a one-way street the wrong way.
It's like going, you know, after a date and telling the girl, you know, the guy, telling the girl, hey, this is why you want to go out with me. I mean, it's great. I'm glad that's all about you. But until I tell you what I want, how do you know?
It took you 20 years.
Let me tell you more.
It took you 20 years to figure out that didn't work, didn't it, Skip? Folks,
I'm still figuring that out.
He knows what he's talking about here, folks.
I'm trying to figure out why my wife did marry me. Are you kidding me?
She is, too. But
stop it.
But anyway,
seriously,
it's all about, you've got to find it. And every customer is different.
Every customer is different.
You know, I've got to tell you a quick story. And I don't know if I've ever told this story or not. But many, many, many decades ago, I was a wet behind the ear salesperson for Xerox, and I walked into Leon Keener's office, and I'm telling this story because Leon just died at 94, and he was the kind of a general manager of the operation of this factory, and I walked in there and I laid the most magnificent sales pitch on him ever was. He's this irascible old guy, curmudgeon, and I got through and he stood up and he says, well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business. And I stood up, he put his hands around me and he walked me out the door. He went back in and I stopped, thought for a minute, and I turned around, I went back, I knocked on his door again. He said, "Yes, Jim, can I help you?" I said, "Mr. Keener, I didn't do a very good job just now. Can I start over?" And he said, "Yes, Jim, you can." Now, the reason I'm telling that story is because I wanted to remember Mr. Keener right now. But the other reason I want to tell it is he was a different kind of guy. I had to figure out a way to get him to open up to me because he was this irascible curmudgeon.
Right.
So whatever it takes to get them to open up to you and to tell you, if you can find that combination, they'll tell you stuff they won't tell other people.
And they'll do it, Jim, for a number of reasons. And one is they're trying to get the problem off their desk.
That's
They're trying to move forward. They're trying to go forward with this thing. And if you go in there and start pitching them about, you know, how great and wonderful giving them the business, they're going to sit there and they're going to listen. They're going to go, time to go. Hour's up.
But do you agree, Skip, that when you ask them these questions, when they tell you the answer, if it's not something that's specifically associated with you making a sale, you got to be prepared to deal with that?
You know what? Integrity is a long-term play.
Yes.
The buy window for your stuff isn't open right now.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, remember Miracle on 34th Street?
Yes,
it's sort of like, hey, we don't have that. You can get that at Macy's down the road or whatever it may be, or at Gimbel's.
Yep.
You know, it's the same thing. If someone comes to me and says, you know, I'd like to do, you know, this, that, or the other, hey, that's not our strength. I probably have some people who can kind of help you. And, you know, you guys have a nice, then I've got people coming at me going, Skip, you know, maybe we can give you a finder's fee for that.
My
My
favorite thing to do was for a customer to tell me something like that, and I walk over to their desk. This was before cell phones. I'd walk over to their desk, pick up the phone, call a guy, hand him the phone, and say, this guy can help you. I'll see you next time. Walk out. More than likely, before I ever got back with a guy, he would call me and say, hey, Jim, let's do some business.
What goes around comes around.
That's the way it works, folks. That's the way it works. Ten Till, right back with Skip Miller. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.